This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Abdullah Aid was founded by Brother Shakil when he lost his son Abdullah, who was a few years old, to a muscular condition whereby it's called a spinal muscular atrophy, SMA. He lost his child. He couldn't believe it because Allah had blessed him with everything. He had the world basically in his hand, something that a lot of the young people would desire for. He had it already. But when his little one was diagnosed with a sickness, an illness, he was helpless when the doctor told him he's got a few months to live. What? Who do you think you are? Are you Allah? That's what he said. Because he was upset. And obviously the doctors are not always correct. How many have been given a few hours to live and they're living right now, they're probably attending this function, right? So it happens that sometimes when Allah wants goodness from someone, He starts the path in a way that looks very negative. How many of us have turned to salah and prayer, have improved ourselves in our own personalities and characters after we've lost something or we've suffered? This afternoon I was speaking in Salat al-Jum'ah in Preston, and I said, sometimes people are brought to the masjid by Allah because Allah inflicted them with some harm that nobody could help them resolve. They knocked on every door and none of those doors opened until they came to the door of the masjid. When that flung open, as they entered the masjid, they say, Allahumma ftahli abwaba rahmatik. You know the dua when you enter the masjid. Oh Allah, open for me the doors of your mercy. That's Allah. So doors of mercy are open through prayer. Sometimes when we are far away from Allah, Allah causes something to happen in our lives when He loves us. Inna Allah idha ahabba abdan ibtala. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, when Allah loves His slave, He tests him with tests and more. And He gives him a greater reward, the greater the test. Hence, look at the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Have a look at the tests he went through, the challenges, the difficulties, the hardships. Do you know what he said? Oh Allah, for as long as you're pleased with me, I don't mind all of this. I don't mind. If you're pleased with me, it's okay. Homeless person, no food, struggling with bad health. Imagine someone had to whisper in your ears, for you is Jannah. You would smile and be excited living under a tree, struggling with the cold. But you know, hey, there is a beautiful place I'm going to be in for eternity. I'd rather have that than here.